And we are back.
It's been a long time. It's been so long.
A entire minute, actually.
Yeah. Yes. And we have in the studio with us somebody. We would like you to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andrew Wallace Bradley. I'm with Conversation Core, a program up in Austin that we're looking to bring down to San Marcos, here to Texas State specifically.
Oh, okay. So what exactly is Conversation Core?
Conversation Core is a civic dialogue program that partners with the City of Austin, Austin Independent School District, and Capital Metro to discuss and bring ideas to the citizens of Austin, as well as what we're looking to do is bring it to San Marcos, just to bring people to the table to discuss issues, whether that be traffic or public safety issues or even clowns.
Like, who knows? Yeah, yes.
Whatever the topic that people have on their minds in this political season or anything really, mm-hmm. anything pertinent, we're looking to discuss. And we hope to partner with city governments in order to take those dialogues and those conversations and really have the people's voices be heard.
So it's almost jumping the gun instead of voting somebody in to represent you, kind of actively using your voice in order to directly tell the people who we have voted in. It's instead of like a one-on-one basis where you send a letter to your official, you talk about it, and then you guys gather the data and send it?
Absolutely. Okay. So we look to partner with local government in order to have our voices be heard. And it's twofold, really. That is one reason we do it. But the other reason is really to foster different opinions between people and have them come to the table and talk about those beliefs and ideals with one another in order to understand each other better as a citizenship together. And there's always benefits in that, to understand other people's perspective.
Yeah, that's definitely great. So what does a typical conversation look like?
Well, really, we've remodeled over the past month or so. We've been looking at Conversation Core and what we've been doing in the past year and a half. Whereas before, it was sit down at a table with people, meet at a coffee shop, place of worship, mm-hmm. a community center, and talk about these issues. We're now looking at a more fluid, dynamic structure where individuals can quite literally be sitting at the dinner table with their family and say, hey, what did you think about the news today? Or what did you think about this issue facing our community? Or the flood that happened recently, if there were one. Whatever the issue is, we're looking to gather that data and then present it.
So less formal, almost.
Precisely.
Okay. What are you hoping to gain with that? Why change the format?
We figure that if we change the format to a more flowing format, if you will, that we can gather more information.
People will be more willing.
Exactly, because if you have structure, then people might get nervous. Some people mm-hmm. don't like sitting in front of people and talking to them. They get nervous or something like that. We want to include everyone. And so with that more dynamic structure, we're able to do that.
How do people gather a group to have a conversation? Is it incited by Conversation Core? Can people email Conversation Core and be like, hey, I want to be a part of a conversation group. I just don't know what to do or where to go.
So we update our website, conversationcore.org, and you can go on there, and there's actually a map of locations for conversations all throughout Austin and now San Marcos. And you can also get in touch with me if you'd like to get involved on the hosting conversation end of that, and even leadership in Conversation Core as an organization, at a_w135@texasstate.edu.
To get involved hosting these conversations?
Yes, or even just looking for a conversation.
Great.
Or hanging flyers or helping out in any way.
Okay.
Yeah. And we can definitely post your email on with whenever we post this.
Whenever,
interview.
Yeah, on our blog when we post this interview.
Yeah. I know, you know, it's an Austin-based organization, Conversation Core, and you're spreading to San Marcos, but have there been conversations anywhere other than Austin so far that were Conversation Corps based?
Mainly in Austin.
Okay.
But we're looking to branch out to San Marcos.
Okay.
Is it a relatively new program?
It's a year and a half old.
Oh, it's a baby.
Yes, so
it's just
it's
a baby.
Wow. Have you seen much success so far?
We have had over 400 conversations over the past year and a half. So in that estimation, I'd say so.
That's
and
fantastic.
I think people
wow.
really are looking for an outlet to communicate their beliefs.
Yeah, definitely, especially within the past 4 years.
Also, yeah.
It's been happening.
I'd say in a setting, too, that's a little more, people are a little bit more approachable, right? It's a mm-hmm. setting where you may have conflicting sides, but they're not so conflicting that it's like in a protest setting where it doesn't matter. You're unable to have the conversation
exactly.
because you're so busy being caught mm-hmm. up in the message that you're trying to send.
Right.
So it's a more open
and relaxed format, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And even if you look at other nations around the world, they do have these sorts of discussions. I was talking to my public relations professor not too long ago. She's from Puerto Rico, and she says they have these things called conversación.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally just sit in cafes and talk about whatever is happening. And yes, it can get political sometimes. And yes, it is about social issues.
But those conversations
but yeah,
need to happen.
Yeah,
they
necessary.
Do.
Yeah.
And you can learn so much from them. And it actually, it increases social awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it'll even be to the betterment of society.
If people aren't so concerned with sweeping it under the rug or having conversations or refusing to have conversations that can sometimes be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide what topics they speak about? Or how do you decide what conversations are next? So I noticed that it looks like it's bi-monthly.
Before it was bi-monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we're moving into a more fluid structure, it's really more by semester, and even there's a myriad of topics you can choose from,
mm-hmm.
whichever one you think will benefit your peer group or your sphere of influence best.
What do they range from? So you're talking even political ideas to social change also, or?
Certainly, yes. We have had political discussions in the past, gun control, even local issues like traffic. That is something Austin faces at all times.
Yeah,
I-35. Definitely.
As an Austinite, yeah.
It's even something we face here to an extent. And just thinking about it, I could see things like the preservation of the river being a topic, or campus safety, or what our tuition is going toward. Anything that's affecting the community is fair game.
Do you see any of these conversations having an effect on council decisions or city decisions?
That's the goal.
That's the
Eventually,
goal.
Eventually, here in San Marcos, we hope to do that. Right now, we're starting with Texas State University, and maybe we can partner with student government and see if we can get some traction there. We are also looking to partner with any organization on campus.
Like KTSW.
Exactly.
Might be worth a look, yeah.
Yeah. So have there been any organizations that you have been able to partner with yet, or are you still in the very, very beginning steps of...
We still are
Texas
in the
State.
Very
okay.
early stages of Conversation Corps right
okay.
now.
So what's the next step for you as far as getting this started here on the Texas State campus?
Yeah.
We'd like to recruit members and even leadership into Conversation Corps. I have a number of leaders I'm working with right now, but those positions are not completely filled yet. And if you're looking for a leadership opportunity, we're searching for public relation majors and even political science majors, anyone who's interested in civic dialogue and bettering their community. We'd be more than welcome to hear from. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Definitely. And I'd say, like, even just in addition to talking to your friends and family about, you know, civic issues, like, just allowing yourself to open up to these kinds of conversations in a group that maybe you wouldn't have before could be advantageous to you, especially as a college student, right, to
Absolutely.
Broaden your horizons. because we tend to, and I'll say this, with as far as the media goes, Facebook and our social media sites, we tend to just repost whatever view we have and refuse to pay attention.
Yeah, you just scroll right on past whatever you don't agree with. And and it's very important to widen that view, see other people's viewpoints.
If you're not exposed to it, how could you possibly be able to convince somebody otherwise, right? The argument then falls flat, right? So right now you're looking to recruit people. Somebody contacts you through your email?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, and again, we'll put that up on the blog whenever this interview is posted. I just had a question in my mind, and I lost it while I was saying that.
Do we have any big opening events at Texas State
That's
or anything
exactly
like that?
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
I got
there
you.
We go.
Yeah.
Not just yet, but we are looking to host conversations soon. We did, in fact, just have a day of dialogue on February 20th.
Where Tell us about that.
We hosted conversations all throughout Austin and even one or two here in San Marcos where we really just wanted to get everyone together to kickstart the new format of Conversation Corps. And so whatever topics were on the table, people spoke about, and then we gathered that information. And we got a lot of feedback from that where people were like, yeah, I really got a lot out of the conversation. So
that's good to hear. That's always got to be like an awesome experience, too, when you do have somebody say that, hey, I did get something out of this, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how do you relay that data back? Is there somebody that comes and writes it down and then emails it to somebody higher up? How are you collecting this data? And especially now that it's more fluid.
Right. So at our conversations, we have a conversation host. The conversation host puts the topic on the table and says, all right, guys, have at it. And then people in the conversation speak and they record. They are non-biased. They're completely unbiased. They don't even say very much in the conversation. They just direct the conversation and make sure that the guidelines of the conversation, which are posted on the table, are met so that people are respectful of one another and things of that nature.
So they're just kind of a facilitator.
Exactly.
Of the
what kind of guidelines?
So it's like, don't speak over other people or don't use rude language. Mm-hmm. Don't be discriminatory.
Just to
like
facilitate
that.
An open environment.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so once they've set up those guidelines, they kind of sit back and they watch the conversation unfold and watch the direction the conversation goes. And then they record that data and they put it into a spreadsheet they have access to. And all of the hosts that are hosting conversations from each area put it into that spreadsheet, and then we gathered up that information and we put it into a report, which we can then give to decision makers.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So it's only a year and a half old.
Yes.
And you're already spreading from Austin to San Marcos. Can you 5 years from now, do you think that y'all will have spread even farther in Central Texas?
Hopefully.
Is the goal to spread outside of Texas?
Maybe one day.
Ooh, maybe one day. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Maybe
like
a national organization. Oh, that would be amazing.
It would be awesome to see it being put in into high schools and colleges and things like that, right?
It would.
Yeah. Well, I have one more question for you, and I wanted to know if your topics are ever directly around decisions that are trying to be made by council members and things like that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if they're working on, like, say, a traffic law, will you then ask the opinion of the public about traffic in order to help out with that decision, or is it more reactive than proactive?
It is very proactive. That is one of the things we seek to do, is really to gather that information so that decision makers are better informed when they eventually come to the table and make the decision for the citizens. And so when we look at those topics, we look at many avenues and see, well, what's going on in the news right now? What's going on politically? What are our decision makers about to decide on? Let's see. And we really take into account all of those factors and then decide on what the conversations will look like so that we can best serve our citizen group.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's really amazing. So I think we have come to the end of the interview, but I'm going to ask you a fun question.
Yes.
Because I know, you know, we were listening to music and you were mentioning some of the bands we were playing.
Yeah. Yes.
So just I wanted to ask, what is your all-time favorite band?
Ooh, that's a very good
all-time
question.
All-time favorite.
It's changed a lot over the years, but I really like Hillsong United and Tame Impala.
Ah,
I know those
yeah.
are two
those
completely
are both
different sides
of very different, but yes, they're both great. Both great
right.
bands.
Right.
Both
we'll
great.
Have to play some Tame Impala
yeah.
in honor of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I might actually go ahead and put that in the system.
Go
right?
for it. I wanted to thank you so much for coming in to talk with us today. I feel like this has been a very productive conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And once again, why don't you go ahead and let us know what your name is and your email.
I'm Andrew Wallace Bradley, and you can reach me for Conversation Corps at a_w135@texasstate.edu.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes, it has been a pleasure having you here. All right.
Up next, we've got The Less I Know
The Better.
Yeah, from Tame Impala.
Tame Impala, I understand.